Hi, this is Jim Byers from Winsky Brothers inviting you to check out our new 70-foot truck scale. That's right, 70 feet. It's practically a landmark, making it easier than ever for you to get in, get out, and be on your way. Why? Because customer service isn't just words. It's 70 feet of promise. Check it out for yourself at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort or visit WinskyBrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, because size definitely matters.
Ag News, the Farmer Forum, the Free For All, and a lot more. Hi, everyone. I'm AgriTalk host Chip Flory. Join me each weekday morning at 11 right here on WILO for a conversation dedicated to rural America and agriculture. AgriTalk brings you the news, information, and perspectives you need to get to the meat of the issues that matter the most to your farm. Join me for AgriTalk weekdays at 11 on your Ag Leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
Hi, Matt Wilson here. Join me every weekday morning at 6 a.m. for the Day in Genda Morning Show. I'll have news, weather, local information, and some fun features to help you start your day. Listen in for the Bozo Criminal Report, the Box from the Attic, the Daily Top 5, and the Classic Hits Salute. We will be adding more features in the coming weeks, and of course have all your favorite classic hits. Sponsored by Day in Genda Funeral Home, they put family first. That's every weekday morning here on 96.9 AM 1570 and Boone 1027 WILO.
WILO, a friend you can depend on.
Thanks to WILO for being out here. I think it's been great for Party Line, for the fair to be highlighted on Party Line so people understand, you know, our mission, our goals out here at the fairground.
Keeping you connected to our community.
The radio station, we could not do this without all of you guys.
The radio station you've trusted through the years.
Congratulate you guys on a great senior fair. Thank you for all the hard work that everybody put into that to make that happen.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
WILO weather for all of North Central Indiana. Today will be mostly sunny with a high near 88. Tonight we'll have a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 63. Tomorrow we'll have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 77. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. News and weather updates 24/7 at Boone, Clinton, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Back now, quarter three of Inside the Huddle. Sam Wirt, Kyle Etherington here in the studio alongside Kimberly Deck, the head coach of the Clinton Central girls golf team. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Well, Coach, good to have you in here. Glad to be able to expand our coverage of county sports and really talk about all the different teams. That was one of our big goals for this year, and so we're glad to have you in here.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. I've coached for several years, and this is the first time, so.
Well, Coach, let's talk just about the season. Obviously, you're pretty much wrapping it up. You come into sectionals on Monday and hopefully can make a run and advance in the tournament. Let's talk about the season so far, going back to the beginning, going back to even the off season, and kind of talk about that and talk about your experience.
So we got started midsummer this year with the girls, kind of making some optional practice times, and we had a pretty good turnout. And then we rolled right into the season. Girls golf is the only sport through ISHA that only requires two practices before the season starts. So the 8 or 10 that's normally been associated to high school athletics doesn't follow suit for girls golf. So typically, you know, those two practices and then boom, you can have your first contest. And our schedule didn't allow us to have quite as many 18-hole matches as we would have liked. But nonetheless, the kids performed really well once the season got going. And they, just in regular season, we are 10 and 4. So in just regular contest, we did fairly well. We were neck and neck a lot of times this season with Rossville. We ended up losing to them in the county just by a few strokes. And then turn around and met up with them again at our conference, which we got second at conference, losing to Eastern there. But we lost conference by 4 strokes, I believe it was. So the girls played really well out at Deer Track.
Well, that's great to hear. And talk about some of the players that have kind of been your mainstays this season, and some of the ones that have been in the top of the or top of the leaderboard for you guys.
Okay, so our typically starting five this year, and that's golf. For those that don't know, you play five typically, and you score your best four scores out of those five players. So everybody's got a shot at it when you start out. Typically, you play your number one player as your higher caliber, I guess, score. And then they kind of filter down to your number five player. But typically playing number one for us this year has been Riley Dellinger. She's a senior. I believe she's played for 3 years. Anna Mae Metzinger, also a senior. And she's played for 3 years as well. And then we had Allie Hankins, who is a junior. Hannah Jacobs is a junior. And
hey, that's okay. That happens. I am noticing your Notre Dame Fighting Irish shirt, and so Sam's a big Notre Dame Fighting Irish fan as well, in many cases. Excited for the game today, I take it, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. It's just Miami of Ohio, so hopefully okay. We don't overlook that one like we did the first one, but yeah.
I had to ask that. Sorry. I'm a big IU football fan. I've been struggling for many, many years with that, but this year it seems like we finally got turned around, so... you have experienced like many years of coaching in just one season. You talked about you were within one stroke of winning County against Rossville, who has just been a powerhouse for the last seemingly decade. Mm-hmm. As soon as the program got started, then you were within four strokes of winning conference. And then you're getting big wins over schools like Hamilton Heights, Crawfordsville. And then you had a player get a hole in one on the Frankfort Commons hole number 13. Just describe all of that. Like, how do you put it into perspective for your kids? Because yes, you got second in county, you got second in conference, but man, you're right on the cusp of just blowing it out of the water.
They really are. And good, bad, and different. The girls, I don't think, realize their potential, and they're starting to see it now. And as the season progressed, they started to see it then as well. But, and my fifth player that I struggled her name was my one that did get the hole in one, so I apologize, Addie Dunn. But yeah, she's played wonderfully this year for us, and she will be a returning player next year, and I look for her to do very, very, very well next year, and hopefully that she can make it out of sectional next year.
And if she keeps getting holes in ones, that's definitely going to be one of those. Yeah. You talked about returning players, and that's one thing in golf just in general. Getting kids to come out. My coach, I played 1 year of high school golf, Tom Lewis, at Western High School. He knew I was 5 points away from my letter jacket at the end of my sophomore year. And he said, you know, if you just make the team, that letter jacket is yours. And he knew that I always wanted that jacket. That being said, how do you get girls to come out for the team? Do you go the letter jacket route? How do you sell the program to kids? Because I think numbers is probably one of the biggest things, especially for a school the size of Clinton Central, to be consistent year after year.
I'll be honest, I've been very fortunate. So I was the original coach that started the program, and from the get-go, I had six girls in our first season. I mean, we only scheduled maybe six matches. And at the end of the season, when it finished, they were like, why didn't you have more matches, you know? And I said, well, I didn't know you guys were going to like it as well as you did. You know, I mean, golf seemingly think to the unknown player that it's an easy activity and an easy sport, and it's not until they get out there and actually have to do it. And high school golf's changed a bit. They use a circle double par rule where after you have, let's say it's a par three, after you've got six strokes, you're allowed to pick up, circle the hole, and say you're complete. 10 years ago, players were not allowed to do that. So I'm assuming when you played, you had to play until that ball went in the cup.
Oh, man.
And if it was 16 strokes, it was 16 strokes.
I believe.
Do that times 9 or 18, that's a lot of golf.
Oh, I believe I set the team record for highest score on 9 holes. I would have done anything for a rule like that to pick up the ball and just say, okay, I'm done. 6 is great. That would improve my average so much better.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
That's great that they've changed that rule, not just for me, but for all the other kids, too.
The idea, the concept behind it was all just to increase the pace of play and have it be beat up a little bit. So girls and, well, not and boys weren't out there for hours upon hours. You know, my
You're welcome, because that was because of me.
We had a practice round out at Coyote Crossing, and my middle son and youngest son both golfed. And I remember watching my middle son at Coyote Crossing for sectional one year in the pouring rain. I mean, kids were losing clubs out of their hands. They were flying out of their hands. And I mean, it was a par three, and he got a 14 on it. And I could still see him just hitting it into the ditch and having to tee up again and in the ditch and tee up, you know. And that's just, you had to struggle through it.
Yeah.
Sam, I'll let you take over, because I'm going to need a few moments to recover, because that's bringing back way too many memories for me.
Well, let's talk about the upcoming sectional on Monday. You're playing at Coyote Creek, correct? Coyote Crossing in West Lafayette. Talk about some of the teams that will be there, and what you expect out of your team.
I would love to see a few of our girls get out of sectional on their own. I do not think that we'll have a team score that will allow us to exit sectional as a team, but that's okay. If we could get a player or two out, that would be phenomenal for the program. We are playing with Lafayette, Jeff, and LCC, so Lafayette Central Catholic. Those are the three teams that we are paired with in our grouping. We will go off the back nine, and we will tee off at 9 a.m. And on a side note, our girls this year, as you kind of mentioned, we came close on a lot of things, but we had one player tie the nine-hole individual score average, and that was Anna Mae Metzinger. So she got a 43, which tied the school record. And then the girls as a team nine-hole score beat that record with a 188 at Tipton.
Well, there we go. We love to see that, and I'm sure we will be paying close attention to your girls over at sectionals on Monday, and we'll hopefully get some stuff out on Clinton County Daily News, and good luck to your team on this weekend. Thank you for coming
Thank
in.
You.
Thanks for joining us. That's quarter three of Inside the Huddle. Quarter four coming up. We got Kurt Schlicker coming into the studio to talk about his team's matchup against Sheridan last night and what they have upcoming on next week's Game of the Week. You're listening to Inside the Huddle.
Whoever said size doesn't matter hasn't been to Winske Brothers. Hi, this is Jim Byers from Winske Brothers, inviting you to check out our new 70-foot truck scale. That's right, 70 feet. It's practically a landmark, making it easier than ever for you to get in, get out, and be on your way. Why? Because customer service isn't just words. It's 70 feet of promise. Check it out for yourself at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort, or visit WinskeBrothers.com. Winske Brothers, because size definitely matters.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
The news team you depend on has expanded our news coverage area online. Log on to the new BooneCountyDailyNews.com. Find the latest from Lebanon, Zionsville, and all throughout Boone County. BooneCountyDailyNews.com for the latest weather, sports, and news information with WILO.
Quarter four, Inside the Huddle. Sam Wirt alongside Kyle Etherington, along with Kurt Schlicker now, in the studio for quarter number four to talk about his team's game last night against Sheridan. 24-6, Sheridan took that game. And there was some things going on at Sheridan, but your team came out. What did you see from your team in that game?
Well, first of all, we know Sheridan's a solid team. They've made some improvements from their opening couple of weeks. They've made some adjustments. So, you know, they're a team that's it's always going to be solid, and they sure showed that last night. You know, I was proud of our team. You know, we've had a lot of things going on in our program, too, just in terms of dealing with injuries. And, you know, we've had players have to deal with, some personal things,
mm-hmm.
Whether it be deaths in the family and things like that. So, you know, every team, one thing about, team sports is it's just a good lesson. You know, you work with these young men and young women, and you realize that, everything is a learning experience for them. And, you know, I thought last night, you look at that game, in the second half, we played them even. You know, in the first half, we just weren't able to move the ball like we had hoped. But, you know, I thought you know, watching the film, there really were some boys that played very well last night. There's some things that we'd like to clean up. But, you know, and then, you know, the week before, you know, we didn't talk to you about Tri-Central. Really proud of the team, yeah, and what we did down there at Tri-Central. You know, we hung together there. So, you know, our team right now is still evolving. You know, we like what we see, and we still like where this team's going.
This is kind of the point in the season, especially for your team, for a lot of teams, where injuries can play a big role. What is the message to the second unit or the guys that need to step up? Is it kind of just next man up, or how are you going about that?
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, you do talk about next man up, and, you know, everybody deals with them. You know, you talk to different coaches around. You know, Sheridan had an injury last night. I've talked to other coaches. So injuries are just part of the game. And, you know, I thought we've done a pretty good job, and I say our kids have, of being able to adapt and to move around a little bit. You know, there's just some kids there last night, you know, gutting it out, who maybe only practiced one day last week. So it's just part of the game, you know, and it is kind of the grind. You know, you get into this part of the season, you've played 4 or 5 weeks now. There's always going to be, you know, some minor injuries that kind of flare up as well. Some guys are coming back from injuries. We're going to get a couple guys back next week. I think that'll help us. And, you know, it's just like I said, the team's kind of evolved. So I think, you know, you look at your team, you know, your goal is to improve each and every week. And, you know, sometimes scores aren't reflective of that. It kind of depends on who you play. You know, we try to view it by, you know, watching the film. You know, are we getting better at this technique or maybe this? And are we handling this situation better? You know, and there were some things last night, obviously, we would like to have handled a little bit better. But give them credit. You know, they're a solid team. And, you know, they're gonna be a tough beat for anybody. You know, I know they've lost a couple games, but like I said, if you watch them, they've made some adjustments, and you know, they're a pretty solid team. And you know, I still think we're a pretty solid team. You know, we'll have a every game, every week is its own individual challenge. You know, a couple people were like, "Ah, it's a big game Friday night," and you know, my response to them, "Well, gosh, Clinton Central wasn't a big game, Frankfort wasn't a big game, Tri-Central was a big game." You know, so each and every week, right? Like, this is a big game, right? And then after this week, it'll be. So that's the great thing, and I think, you know, one thing about our conference right now, you know, there is no week off.
Mm-mm,
there really isn't, at least for most of us, right? Every week is its own individual challenge, and, you know, all our boys are in there this morning, so, you know, they want to learn, they want to get better, and the attitude is still really good. Really proud of them.
We'll talk about a little bit about that first half. Just couldn't really get off to a fast start. Had a fumble early in that game that kind of changed the tide early. What did you see from your team in the first half, and then kind of what was the message?
Turnovers obviously have been a bit of a bugaboo for us, right? We turned it over at Tri-Central a couple times as well, and it hurt us last night. You know, field position was a problem for us last night. We got the ball early in the game. We had good field position. We weren't able to do anything with it. And then we got pinned down there a couple times. You know, timing things were just a little bit off. And then we fumbled the ball a couple times in there. And, you know, if you give Sheridan a short field, or, you know, you lose the field position game against a really good team, you're putting yourself behind the chains a little bit. And so, you know, each and every week, those are the things that, you know, you stress in practice, right? We want to win the turnover battle. We want to win the field position battle. And, you know, last night we didn't do that. So, and when you do that, don't do those things against good teams. Generally, you pay, and we did last night.
What was the message at halftime to try to fix some of those turnovers, some of those mistakes?
You know, I think the biggest thing at halftime, you know, and I always challenge our players, you know, we want your best. That's just what we want. You know, as a group, as a unit, we want your best. You know, you owe it to the man next to you to always be giving your best, right? Because football is a game of trust, too. Really, all team sports, right? You got to trust your teammates because you have a job to do. They got to, you know, the old saying, yeah, do your job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a... Parcells or Bill Belichick or whoever, right? But there's a lot of truth to that, right? You got to trust each other, and, you know, each and every guy's got to pull that link of the chain, so to speak. And, you know, so we made a couple minor fixes, and really it was just a matter of, like, okay, you know, you've played a half against these guys now. You know the nose tackle, right? He's very quick. He's very strong. He's great. But, right, you know, we got to make the adjustment there on how we're blocking him and all those things. So, you know, I thought our guys did a nice job of that. They've battled. One thing about our team this year, right, every game we've played in has been, you know, a four-quarter game, and our kids have had to battle for four quarters, and I thought they've done a good job of that all season.
And the games we've covered especially have just been, for us in the booth, just absolutely exciting. Going back to the Corn Bowl, I think that's been one of my favorite games in my entire life, just sitting there getting to watch it and call it and everything. But I think, you know, you go on the Max Preps, you go on John Harrell, and you see the numbers, but you talked about the personal side, about kids having to overcome adversity, whether it be things in the family or stuff like that. What have you and your staff done to establish trust with these guys to kind of help them get through these times? Because I can remember my coaches were there for me through the good, the bad, and everything in between. So what have you and your staff done to kind of get those guys through those tough times that maybe are just affecting them?
Well, I think, you know, that all starts in the off season. Really, you go through summer workouts and, you know, you try to build, you know, this idea of family and that really we're all together. And, you know, and as you get into the season, you know, everything's always, you know, everybody's always excited when the season starts. Everything's great. And then, you know, then you have adversity hit. And that's really when you find out, right, like what kind of group of kids you have and what kind of team spirit you have. You know, there's got to be a certain spirit about your team. And, you know, there's just a lot of different things. Assistant coaches play a big part in that role because players, you know, they lean on the head coach, but they lean. And then they got to learn to lean on each other. And that's what we talked about, trust. You know, and every coach, I could list a litany of things that, you know, just different things that kids have had to deal with. You know, I could, you give me my roster right here, I could probably go down and each and every kid has had something, you know, that either on the field, off the field, or something that they've had to deal with. So, you know, we try to be there for them. You know, Aiden Randall last night was carted off the field. You know, he's taken to the hospital. Mm-hmm. You know, so we check him out. He's got a nerve. So hopefully, I don't think it's anything too serious, but, you know, just little things like that. You know, all the players want to know, how's Aiden, how's this, how's that? People texting last night. You know, you go to the hospital, you see him, and he's thankful we're there. And, you know, I give a big shout-out. You know, our principal is there last night. You know, it's 1 in the morning, and she's still there checking on Aiden. So, you know, what a leader we have out there with our principal and Mrs. Clark. But, you know, those kind of things. I think you're there for him. You know, you get there in the morning, and, you know, this morning, I don't say you pick up the pieces, but, right, you sit there and you talk like a man, right? Like, this is what we do, right? This is how we move forward, right? Anything in life, right? And that's what makes life exciting, right? There's always going to be challenges and adversity that have nothing to do with sports, right? So it's a good lesson for them. And boy, it is nice to have people to lean on. And I think that's the biggest message we get them. You know, we love our guys. They know we love them. And anything we can do to help them, this is what we're there for. And you know, we've got great support out there at Prairie across the board. And you know, I'm blessed to be a part of the program. And we want those kids, you know, we always tell them at the beginning of the year, we want this to be one of the most enjoyable experiences of your life. But it's not everything is going to be enjoyable, right? It takes hard work, right? There's going to be moments that it's going to be tough. And you are going to be challenged. But that's anything in life, right? Anything that's worth having, right, you got to work for. If something's given to you, you know, you don't appreciate it as much. So some of us know that, right? We had to buy our own car, right? We buy a brand new car. Man, we treat that thing when we bought it, right? Somebody buys it for us, we don't treat it quite as nice. But, boy, we buy our own car, man. That thing is like a Cadillac. I don't care what it is, right? It's yours. So, you know, I think that's just the thing. And, you know, I'm proud of our guys because I know what some of them are going through right now. You know, we've lost some boys for the season, yet they still show up to practice. And that just says a lot. Like, they want to be around their teammates, right? You know, you could be injured and you know, hey, I'm done and I'm never coming. But, you know, kids like Connor Rios are there last night, right? And his season's over yet. There he is, right? On the sideline in his uniform. He's still a part of the family. And, you know, of course, we want him. We always tell him that. Anybody that's injured, right, you're still – we had a lot of kids in white jerseys last night. If you're at our game, we've had just a myriad of different things. And yet those guys are there every day. And I think that's what kind of makes it special. And that's what makes football so special, right? It really is. Each and every team has their own little family going right there. And, you know, hopefully we're creating memories for the boys that they'll remember for the rest of their lives.
And to me, I think that's the mark of a great teammate is even when you're not in the game, you're cheering on your buddies and you're wanting them to succeed. And, you know, talking about buying a car, I'd like to send a special shout out to all those parents who were co-signers on any car I ever bought as well, too. That just popped into my mind. You've got you do a wonderful job. I believe when you and I have talked, you and your daughter do a wonderful job of your social media network showcasing the kids and who they are, because one thing that I especially found very interesting is one of the questions you asked them is, what game are you looking forward to the most? And a lot of kids listed things like Delphi, Carroll, things like that. How do you keep them focused on the task at hand? Because as Sam said, we're halfway through the season, sectionals coming up very fast. How do you maintain their focus just every play, every down, each individual game?
Well, it is. You know, you get in there this morning and you watch the film with them, and it's over. You know, and like for us, like the last 3 weeks have all been potential sectional opponents. So, you know, you take a few extra notes and we realize that there's a chance we could play any of these teams again. You get into this week, right, Delphi, this is our one shot, right? Like we said the same thing when we played Frankfurt, right? We're going to get one shot. So this is, you know, it's all about Delphi this week. And obviously they've got a very solid team this year. They always have a solid team, right? And they're going to be well coached and, you know, they're going to be fired up to play us next week. So, you know, we try not to get too high, too low. You know, even after our victories, we come in and, you know, we got to kind of put it to bed and move on. And I think that was kind of the message today. Like we're disappointed in the outcome. We're not disappointed in the effort. And, you know, we've got to move on, right? Because Delphi's got excellent players, and, you know, we've got to get them a brand-new scouting report. And, you know, we try to go through each week and, you know, pick out what the other team does best and, you know, train our boys and what we're looking for. And that's a good thing, I think. You know, we talk about lessons in life, right? You know, you've got to move on sometimes, right? Things happen, and, you know, you learn from it, and you move on. And that's kind of where we're at right now. Whether it's good or bad, how you react to any situation, right, says a lot about your character individually. And then as our team, right, collectively, how we react to something like that. And I think as coaches, you know, it's our job, you know, to try to teach them those things, right? Like, you know, you can't live in the past. And I'm not saying Notre Dame lived in the past, right? But, you know, you look at like Notre Dame, right? They go to A&M and they win big. They come home and who knows, right? But they lost to Northern Illinois. Then they gather themselves back, right? And Purdue's not even in the game. And my guess is Purdue's not as bad as they looked. I don't know that. But, right, it is. It's really hard as a football coach sometimes to try to keep that 1 week at a time thing. And really that's all we've stressed all year. Is we just one game at a time. If you look ahead, you're biting yourself, and I think that's just been the message from day one.
And we're looking forward to it because that's our game of the week at this Friday as well. We're really excited to head up to Delphi to watch you play too.
Well, hey, I want to give a special shout out here. We have our junior high football coach Shan Sheridan, who I know many of our listeners know very well and personally. You know, Shan does a lot from the chamber and is. And just for the community as a whole, right, he was awarded the Sagamore of the Wabash this past week on Tuesday night. And that is, you know, the highest honor that the governor bestows. You know, it's just an honor to recognize somebody who's made a difference in the state of Indiana. And my goodness, has Shan done that for Clinton County, for really everybody, right? He's worked at Central. He's worked with kids from Frankfurt, Rossville. And certainly we're lucky to have him right now at Prairie. So, you know, that just kind of shows, you know, we're blessed out there at Prairie right now to have some really fine coaches throughout, not just in football, but really at all levels. And you know, Shan, congratulations. You're very deserving of that award, and I know we're all thankful to have you around, bud.
Absolutely. Well, we want to thank you for coming in. Real quickly before we sign off, just some initial thoughts about that matchup against Delphi next
Well,
week.
You know, they've got some experience back. They certainly have some speed. They have some good young players as well. You know, we haven't really sat down and watched them carefully like we will this weekend. But you know, they're a team that plays. I always say their schedule early. They play bigger schools early, so you know it can always be deceiving, right? When you're playing teams that are bigger than you. And this year they were able to get a win, you know, against BC. Certainly, you know, Twin Lakes, right? You're talking about a 3A team right there. But you know, they played Carroll right to the edge, and you know, they had a solid win last night. Tri-Central is not an easy win, I'm just telling you. Mm-hmm. That team is physical, strong, especially when you go there. So you know, they had a great win last night. I'm sure they're looking forward to coming home. So you know, that's what it's all about, right? Each and every week these games should be great. You know, I hope our team, I expect our team to bring it, and I would expect it to be a really exciting game next Friday night.
Well, thank you, Coach. Thanks for coming on. We're looking forward to that game of the week. It's Delphi and Clinton Prairie at Delphi. Next week, you can tune in on Hoosierland TV. That does it for another edition of Inside the Huddle. Sam Wirt, Kyle Etherington, thanks for joining us. Join us next week on Inside the Huddle from 9 to 10 a.m.